Interrupting Anthrax. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The popularity of cell phones, email, and instant messaging grows out of people's desire to keep in touch with one another. This need isn't restricted to humans. Bacteria do it, too. That's according to Martin Blaser of the New York University School of Medicine.
Bacteria have chemical ways of identifying whether other bacteria are around them. They want to know who's their friends and who's their enemies. And Mother Nature has provided bacteria with signaling systems so that they can tell how many are present.
Now, he and a graduate student, Marcus Jones, have found such a system in the bacterium that causes anthrax. By disabling one of the key genes involved, they created a mutant strain of anthrax that grew much more slowly, meaning this gene could be a target for future drugs.
Right now, we have antibiotics against anthrax, and in the test tube, the antibiotics look pretty good, but still, even in this last outbreak 2 years ago, about 40% of the people who had anthrax pneumonia died. So we've got a lot of room for improvement, not just attacking the bacterial cells themselves and certain targets in the cells, but how the bacteria communicate with one another.
For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.